Turn tonight in your Bibles to the book of Psalms once again, chapter 37. The 37th Psalm. I'm about to bring you a message that will help you as you, especially during the next few weeks. Here the psalmist tells us, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Lord, we thank you tonight that we have this opportunity to come into thy house and worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you for these that have come this evening, Lord, and we pray that as they're here tonight, that as the word goes out and the spirit uses it in our lives, that it will help us day by day. Tonight, dear Lord, we ask you to be in this service, to walk each aisle and be with each person here this evening. And let the Holy Spirit have free reign in our lives. Give thy servant tonight the unction and the function of the Holy Spirit. Let us tonight speak tonight to this people to give them a word from thee. Allow us tonight to glorify you and lift up and exalt thy dear Son. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. I heard about a lady that rushed into a convenience store, and she was in a real hurry to clean up a particular room in her house, and she had lost her broom, and so she ran in and got a broom and ran back up to the checkout counter, and the person in front of her was taking a whole lot of time, and she was fretful, and she was just getting all bent out of shape, and finally she said, "If it takes any longer, I'll be here to Christmas." The guy behind the cash register looked at her and he said, "Ma'am, the wind's picking up. It won't take long for that broom to get you home." You know, sometimes I think that if we have one vice, I think if we any person here tonight, I was to look at them and say, "I know what your vice is," it would probably be tonight impatience. You know, everybody wants it, and they want it when? Right now. Right now. We have instant coffee, so we can have coffee right now. We don't want to wait on it to percolate. We don't want to wait on it to boil. When I was a kid, my grandmother didn't know what a percolator was. They just boiled it in an old pot and poured it out. Sometimes it tastes like syrup. Well, it didn't taste like syrup. It poured out like syrup. I'm going to tell you, I don't know what it tasted like. But we don't want to wait. We want it right now. We have instant coffee. And, you know, they'll have these things called instant potatoes. Oh, wait, I don't like them things. Now, I'll just be fair with you tonight. They're not real potatoes. I'm going to tell you, they may be instant potatoes, but they're not taters tonight. Pour little flakes of something in a bowl and mix a little water in it and make instant potatoes tonight. And why is that? Because we don't want to wait. Why do they have fast food restaurants? We don't want to wait. But you know, tonight, one of the fruits that Paul says of the Holy Spirit tonight is long-suffering or patience this evening. Here in our text this evening, the psalmist tells us that we should rest in the Lord. We should wait patiently for him. He says in verse number 7, he said, "Fret not." Verse 1, he says, "Fret not." In verse number 8, he says, "Fret not." He tells us not to fret. Now, what does fret mean? Well, I'm sure most of you had children. You know what fretful, you know, people say they're fretful. What does it mean? It means they're aggravated, agitated, they're fussy, they're cranky, they're grumpy, they're ornery. I guess a million other adjectives we could think of tonight to describe that tonight. Why is it a lot of times? They want their diaper changed, they want it right now. They want their bottle, and they want it right now. They want whatever they want, and a child wants it right now, and if they don't get it, then they become fretful tonight. You know, sometimes we get the same way, don't we? I have a friend over in Pontotoc, and he told me many years ago about his daddy. And he said his daddy always had a real high temper. And said one day they came in from the field, and his mother had gone with his sister on to shop for something. And when they got to the house for dinner, she didn't have dinner fixed. And said he got all mad and was bent out of shape, and he opened up the refrigerator to see if there was anything in the refrigerator. And that was back in the days when we didn't have cartons of milk, but we milked it out of a cow, and it had it in two glass jugs. And he said her mama had two glass jugs of milk in the refrigerator, and he looked in the refrigerator and couldn't find anything. And so he got real mad, and he just slammed the refrigerator door as hard as he could and broke both gallons of milk. He said what made it even worse than that, everywhere he went from then on, everybody called him the milkman. You know, how often do we get fretful? How often do we get agitated tonight? I mean, brother, Mr. Oscar got irritated and agitated because he didn't have any dinner. I don't suppose that he got any dinner anyway. I remember one time I had a truck, and I pulled up in the yard one evening, got in from work, got out of the truck, went in the house, got up the next morning to go to work. It wasn't crying. Wasn't crying. It was cold. And I was getting madder and madder because that thing had just pulled up in the yard. So I decided, I'll fix you. So I hauled off and kicked that truck right in the door. And as I kicked it, my foot slipped out from under me, and I bent my door and busted my bottom. That's a pretty sight, wasn't it? And you know what? The truck still didn't crank. And when I got in, I didn't. I found out it was out of gas. We get fretful, don't we? We get impatient. But the psalmist says, hey, fret not. You need to quit getting agitated and bent out of shape and all of those things tonight. Why are we fretful tonight? Why do we get that way? What makes us get that way this evening? You know, he's talking here about things of God. You know, I thought about, well, we're just not 5 days away from, what is it, Black Friday? Well, can you imagine being in the middle of those lines? People all fretful and agitated. So if you're going to get in there, you need this sermon tonight. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, they get wild, don't they? Philip Brooks, a preacher of yesteryear, great preacher, wrote the song that we sometimes sing around Christmas, Old Little Town of Bethlehem. And he was always known as very mild-mannered and very easygoing. But one of his friends went to see him one day and went into his study, and he was walking back and forth. He was just slinging his arm, and he said, Philip, what's the matter with you? What are you so upset about? He said, I'm in a hurry and God's not. You ever get that way? We're in a hurry, but God's not, is he? God is patient. That's why I tell us tonight to be fretful. We get in a hurry. We want everything right now. You know, God doesn't always want us to have everything right now. And so what does the psalmist tell us to do? It's not only a negative thing here when he says fret not, but then he said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. There's a lot of scripture tonight about waiting on the Lord. Psalms 25 and verse 5 and Psalms 27 verse 14, Psalms 40 and verse 1, Proverbs 20 and 22, and we could go on tonight. Isaiah talked about waiting on the Lord and renewing our strength tonight. But he's saying here that we are not to fret, but tonight we are to rest in the Lord and wait patiently on Him. I don't have a lot of patience to wait on the Lord sometimes, do you? Now, when he tells us that here, he's not saying tonight that we are to start wasting our time or whiling away our time. He's not saying tonight that we're not to do things. But he's telling us something very important here tonight. When he says here that we are to rest, we are tonight put our trust in the Lord. Put our trust in the Lord. We are to trust God. Do we really trust the Lord tonight? You know, most of us say we'll trust the Lord, and tonight we, but do we really do that? You see, when you trust the Lord, you're resting in the Lord. You know that the Lord's going to do what He said that He was going to do. Now, as I said, it's not to be idle tonight. Tonight it's, you know, the farmer plows the field and tills the soil, and then he fertilizes and plants the seed, and then he has to wait on the rain and for the harvest to come. That doesn't mean he's idle. He's probably sharpening hoes, fixing equipment, doing everything else around the farm. He's not being idle. God's not telling us tonight to be idle. But sometimes we have to be like the farmer and wait on God to give the increase tonight. And I think sometimes as I look around our world tonight and I see a lot of things going on in churches this evening, and I see a lot of things going on in what we could call religious movements this evening. And I think sometimes people are wanting instant success. And instead of night waiting on the Lord tonight and doing what God says in His Word, you know, we're to preach the gospel. We're to send out the message of Jesus Christ. We're tonight to tell people about the goodness and the grace and the love of God. We're tonight to proclaim the gospel wherever we go. That's the responsibility and the mission that God has committed to His church this evening. You and I, as His children and as His church tonight, have that responsibility. And tonight we are to preach the Word of God. And when the Word of God is preached, God says it will not return void, that it will do a work. You know what we want to do? We want to help the Lord out a lot of times, don't we? Now think about it. We want to begin to say, well, if we begin to have an aerobic exercise class, or if we have this, or if we have that, then we can get these folks into the church. You may get them in the church building, but to get them in the true church of God tonight, we need to wait on the Lord and let the Word of God get in their heart. And then the Holy Spirit takes that word and God begins to work in their heart and their life. And as that's going on, are we to sit around? I don't know. No. We're never to be idle. We're to continue to preach. We're to pray. We're to pray every day for somebody. You know, I read about a fellow not long ago that everywhere he went, when he got up to preach, he'd give everybody in the congregation a quarter. And I thought, I was going to try to borrow something from Bruce, but he wouldn't let me have it, so I can't give you a quarter tonight. When he gave him a quarter, he said, I want you to put that quarter in your pocket. And when you reach in your hand in your pocket and you feel that quarter, just take a second and stop and pray for somebody. And then put it in the other pocket. And he said, when you feel it in the other pocket with your hand sometime, just stop and pray for somebody. And he said, you'll be amazed at how many times during the day you'll really begin to pray for somebody tonight. And we ought to pray. We're going to wait on the Lord, but as we're waiting on God to give the increase, we're not to be idle and not to be doing anything. We're to, tonight to allow God to work, but We're to pray. Night. We're to do other things. We're to be good stewards of that He's blessed us with. We're to be witnesses of the Lord tonight. Now, sometimes God puts us in situations this evening that we can be a witness and a testimony for Him this evening. We still have to wait on the Lord. You never know what a word might mean sometime down the road. I was in Dollar General last night. Desi and I were coming back from Fulton, and we stopped at Dollar General, and it was just a second to about 5 or 10 minutes till closing time. And I ran in and got what I wanted, and I ran up to the cash register, and I was going to put it on the counter, and Allison said, I'm waiting on the lady to come back. She didn't get everything. Well, I stepped aside, and here comes the lady up, and she's got a whole book of stuff, and so they scan it in. And then she says, "Did I leave my card up here?" She can't find her card, so she has to run back through the Dollar General and find her card. And she comes back up, and she says, "Oh, it was stuck to the back of my phone." Then because it was stuck to the back of the phone, it didn't read good. And I could tell Allison, the clerk, was wanting to get, she was wanting to close, and it's beginning to be kind of comical to me. And so the lady told me, she said, "I'm sorry I took so much time." I said, "Ma'am, I raise a bunch of youngins and drive a school bus. Ain't nothing you can do to get me upset." She said, "Well, I appreciate that." I said, "Well, the Lord's good. I guess He had a purpose in me waiting. I might have got killed on the way home. Somebody might have pulled out in front of us and killed us if I hadn't had to wait. You know, I don't know." You know, we sometimes have an opportunity to just be a testimony for the Lord and a witness for Him, don't we? Very simple thing sometimes, that you never know what somebody might be used in their life. But we're to wait on the Lord. As I said, I don't like to wait. You know, and we look around this evening and I see a lot of people wanting instant success, as I said, especially in the churches. You know, I begin to read about many of our missionaries who begin to penetrate the interior of many nations tonight, and Judson and Carey and many of the others this evening, and they had to wait many years tonight before the first convert. Tonight, we have to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord means to commit our way unto the Lord. That's what He said in verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, He shall bring it to pass. The word commit simply means to make a deposit. We commit our way unto the Lord. We allow God tonight to direct what we're going to do. We go down and make a deposit in the bank of God. We commit ourselves unto Him. And the Bible says He'll bring it to pass. I believe that He's going to bring it to pass. Amen. I believe tonight the promise of God is tonight that He'll take care of us this evening. To wait on the Lord means tonight to obey the Lord. You know, Jesus said tonight we're to occupy till I come. That's our responsibility tonight, and we're to be obedient unto God. A lot of folks tell me, "Well, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that." And I say, "Why?" I think about a lot of things tonight. Why can't we do what the Lord asks us to do? Why can't we be good stewards? Why tonight can't we tonight be good witnesses? The Lord asks us to do that. And I'll tell you this tonight, He'll always give you what you need to do what you need to do for Him. He'll give you what you need at the time that you need it. I've always been amazed at that this evening. Because sometimes, you know, you don't know what to say and you don't know what to do, and things begin to get a little bit tough. You say, "What am I going to do?" Well, just wait on the Lord. He'll take care of it tonight. I remember many years ago, I had a man I had to go see, and I talked about how mean he was. how tough he was. I thought, well, I hadn't got Dudley to go with me, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'll be fair with you, I was a little scared. I locked on the door. He came to the door and don't know what I wanted. I told him who I was and that his mother had asked me to come by and see him. He invited me in and I began to talk to him. And the Lord gave me the strength and the courage and he gave me the words to say. About a week later, the man came and knocked on my door. Can I talk to you? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I want to tell you. He said, I quit smoking. I quit drinking. He said, I quit cussing. But he said, I still hadn't got any peace. What do I need to do? He said, I'll be honest with you. He said, I ain't been reading the Bible. I said, well, you need to know Jesus. And he said, help me. I had to wait on the Lord, but the Lord took care of it. Amen. What I'm telling you tonight is, especially during the time of the year that we're about to enter, we need a lot of patience tonight. We need to wait on the Lord. Somebody said we wait on the Lord because Jesus Christ is our bread when we're hungry. He is our comfort when we're feeling lonely. He is our peace when we're feeling tense. He is our rest when we're feeling weary. He is our joy when we're feeling sad. He is our strength when we're feeling weak. He is our living waters when we're thirsty. He is our help when we're in need. He tonight is our wisdom when we are confused. He is our protection when we are endangered. He is our supply when we are empty. And He is our healing when we are hurt. He is our encouragement when we are depressed. He is tonight the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the light and the Savior of the world, the mighty Son of God, the living Word of God, the Prince of Peace, the Good Shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life, the Alpha and the Omega, the true vine, the resurrection and the life tonight. He is the great physician. Tonight He is the Rose of Sharon. He tonight is the Lily of the Valley. He tonight is altogether lovely and the bright in the morning star. Everything that we need is found in Him. He is the first and the last. Tonight, Paul said we are complete in Him. And in Him tonight, we can find everything we need. Tonight, what you and I need to learn to do and what I have to learn to do in my own life many times is simply wait on the Lord. And let Him do the work that He needs to do in my life and in others' lives tonight. And if I'll wait patiently upon Him, the psalmist said, He'll bring it to pass. I simply ask you tonight, do not be fretful. Simply tonight, rest and trust in the Lord. And let God do a work that will amaze you what the Lord can do. All right, if you'll stand with me, Brother Bruce and Barbara, would come. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for this time we've been together. We ask you, Lord, that you might take this very simple message and use it tonight for the honor and glory of Him who loved us and give Himself for us. All that you say tonight, all that's done, exalt and lift up and glorify your Son, who tonight give Himself the perfect sacrifice for our sins. In His name we pray. Amen.